So, former Johannesburg Mayor Herman Mashaba has announced that he's in the process of forming his own private prosecutions team to deal with corruption cases in the country. Mashaba, remember, who resigned from the DA to form his own political party, says he was angry that there were thousands of corruption cases that were sitting idle without being prosecuted. Mr. Mashaba, good afternoon. Thanks for your time. How far are you with this process? I mean, you're going to need a lot of resources. Who are you talking to?
Well, Clement, thank you very much and good afternoon to the listeners. Yes, absolutely, we're going to need the resources. But this, unfortunately, it's a very important project for the country. Clement, for the last 20-odd years, we've been subjected to public looting of the public resources by politicians, yeah. Starting from the days of the arms deal and nothing happening. On a daily basis, we are exposed to the Zondo Commission, where we are seeing the politician after the other working with some of people in the private sector. But we're not really seeing the consequences thereof. That's why when I launched the People's Dialogue, I wanted the feedback from civil society, from South Africans, to tell us what they want. What type of South Africa they want. And one of the issues that the South African people expressly were very clear is they were looking for a political party that can obviously ensure that corruption is dealt with quite seriously. It is for that reason yesterday I announced the establishment of this unit to deal with these cases. And fortunate enough, Clement, as you are aware, there are many cases that that are completed. Cases as clear as daylight that the National Prosecuting Authority has been sitting with for years without prosecuting. So we are going to be demanding this prosecution continue. If not, then they must give us notice certificates for us to go for private prosecution. If not, then we'll take this matters to the courts.
Yeah, and Mr. Mashaba, I'm sure a lot of South Africans will share your sentiments about how unhappy you are about the level of corruption in the country and what appears to be the slow pace of prosecuting perpetrators. But we've had other organizations with their own private prosecuting arms, like AfriForum, for instance, but they haven't sent anyone to jail yet. How is your organization going to do things differently to speed up that process?
Watch out the space, Clement. You are aware I was the executive mayor of the city of Johannesburg. Just in the city of Johannesburg, cases that we over the last 3 years we've given our law enforcement agencies to prosecute people who had stolen public money, those cases. Right. 3 years later, nothing is happening. We only hear from politicians that those cases have been withdrawn. So we've got cases that are ready for prosecution, so no work still needs to be done. It's just that we need a political will for the NPA to be freed from political interference so that those politicians can be put in prison where they belong.
Mr. Herman Mashaba, thank you so much for your time. The founder of the People's Dialogue.